Hi.
Hello, Psalms.
It's been 3 years since we've started this. And we're having lunch, and you're actually at mine. Well,
we're currently sitting in a very posh part of London, having a very.
But nice we're having Indian omelette.
Homemade. For Indian lunch.
I'm having chapati. You're having rice. God, and salad and dal.
I took a risk and let Samila cook for me.
It was a bit of a disaster.
We'll let you know
what happens after.
So we're here to discuss 3 years of the podcast.
I know, it's March, been 3 years.
2021.
I know, 3 years. Oh my God.
So take us back, Sams, to the beginning.
Do you remember when I told you that let's not put it anywhere like Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and you said, I wonder what this button does. And next minute it went everywhere. And I was just like, oh no, that's it.
But
it's been all right though.
Obviously, you didn't expect it to last for 3 years.
No, I was well, you didn't. You wanted. You thought it was going to last three weeks.
3 weeks.
Thanks, mate.
But you surpassed my expectations. I'm very impressed.
Thanks for the confidence.
So if you could go back 3 years ago.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts like when you were uploading
your first episode?
And who was it? Who was your first episode? Was it
Kind of London? Do you remember?
Kind of London.
It was a Kinds of London.
Was that the underwear brand?
Yeah, the men's
wear. Okay, what were your thoughts? Why did you start the podcast?
The reason was because I wanted to tell a bit about my story and then also turn it all of this into positive and not negative, which I really have done. And talking to like-minded people from the industry and creative people in menswear, it's been absolutely amazing. And I thought, let me find them all. Let's have a chat. And that's what I've done.
Can you remember when you started reaching out to people?
Yeah.
And how easy was it?
It was quite difficult. It was very difficult. A lot of people thought it was a project. I thought a lot of people thought it was a university project. And it's like, no. What? So sometimes it was very hard. But the ones that I did approach, some let me down at the last minute, which is fair enough. If you can hear us munching, we're actually still munching our lunch. But some were really, some never actually replied back. And some were quite patronising in a sense, oh, call us when your project's over. Which was not nice. And the ones that I did approach, I just sent her one message and she was like up for it, which was really nice. She didn't question it. She said, yeah, I'm going to do this. This sounds amazing. And the rest of the guests for that season, one message on Instagram was it. There were some that I wanted, but they wouldn't come onto it because they've never heard of it.
So how many episodes have you done now?
At the moment, 143 has gone out, but there's still quite a few more to upload.
Are there any episodes sitting in the vault that you've never uploaded?
Yeah.
And just now you realise we'll never see the light of day?
Yep. There's one.
One in particular?
Two.
No names, but why are the reasons why you haven't uploaded them?
One of them was, I've just got to a point where the person that I interviewed, that person wasn't very, just reminding me from the past what things used to be like in the trade. And that really just threw me a bit. And they were quite rude.
But have you experienced much rudeness?
No, not in the podcast, no.
It's been overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah.
And have you made any lasting connections from the podcast? Would you say you've made any people that you probably will stick around for a while?
I think I have, actually. I think I have. There are a few who, send some messages now and then, see how I am, how things are, which is quite nice. Yeah. I've made quite good friends with certain guests.
Would you say you've become expert at networking?
I don't think I've become an expert. I don't think I have. I don't think I ever will. But I don't go to any events anyway, so...
Do you enjoy, like, contacting people and finding new
people? I find it quite hard still. And it takes a lot of time.
Mm.
I don't know why people think it doesn't. It really does. Chasing people takes a lot of time, as you know.
Well, look, forgive me. I'm about to eat a chili.
Oh, good luck.
So we might have to take a break in the podcast in a minute. But,
Keep the water near you. That's going to be really hot.
I'm just going to swallow it whole.
Oh my god, that chili is so hot. Right, you're going red now.
It's gone. I didn't even chew it. So if you don't chew it, you don't feel the spice, right?
Well, I say no more.
You've got a defibrillator on standby.
Well, you're gonna actually feed it somewhere.
Wait a minute.
Everyone's going to be bursting out laughing because you're definitely going to feed it somewhere.
This podcast will become famous for a whole new reason.
Is it? Exactly.
First live death. I won't be Menswear by a Woman anymore. Podcast.
Exactly.
So look.
What?
You called the podcast Menswear by a Woman. Did you ever explain to people why the S in Menswear by a Woman is capitalised?
Good question, Charles.
That's what I'm here for, babes.
Yeah, because it's my name. The S stands for... What did we say? We didn't say that at first, did we?
It was like men swear.
Swear, yeah. But then we changed it. We thought, no, the S actually... Well, in my head, the S standed for my first initial.
Yeah.
And you was like saying, oh, yeah. I was seeing it that way and you were seeing it differently.
Yeah.
And I said, no, we don't want to do it that way. And you was like, no, but we want to call it men swear. I said, no, but it's the S, which is my initial.
And it's
so
recognizable.
We kind of felt it, yeah.
So how are you feeling about, because another thing that you're rubbish at, but yeah. I always push you to try and do more.
Yep.
Is...
I know what you're going to say.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Is, you know, become better at making omelettes.
Oh, God. See? I know. The omelette has, actually, this omelette is one of the... I mean, it tastes really good, right?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Now, say it though you mean it.
No, I'm trying because I've completely lost my train of thought. What was I going to say?
Well, because the omelette's so nice.
The omelette was just
I'm actually going to get another piece. Do you want a piece?
What was I going to say? Well, you know, I'm still alive so far.
Can I cut it?
Go on then.
So you do like it, see?
It's nice, yeah.
Sorry, yeah, my finger was on it. But I did.
Disgusting.
I did.
But so look, can we not remember what I was going to say?
No.
I was going to say something. I said,
go on.
You've become really... Oh, no.
What?
We
yeah, after all this,
what
yeah,
we were going to say.
Absolutely, go on.
A bit of drama.
Yeah, telling me, just the
so
bit.
So I wasn't going to ask you about omelettes.
No, you were, thank God.
I was going to say something that you're not good at that I always encourage you to do more, is blowing your own trumpet.
Oh, right. Yeah,
because
yeah.
You have been in the charts quite consistently.
Right.
Consistently.
Oh,
since
really?
You started the podcast.
Well, you're the one who's checking this all the time.
And it's like, there were a couple of times you were like in the top 10 in arts and in the UK and all that kind of stuff and in countries around the world. Did you ever expect when you started the podcast?
Never.
That you would make it into the
never,
charts?
Never, never, ever. Well, I thought that, you know, a year or less than a year would be... Well, I didn't think we would actually last more than 6 months. Well, you said 6 weeks. 3 weeks, didn't you? Thanks for the
three
confidence.
Hours.
Three hours. Thanks for the confidence, idiot. But I thought 3 years, it's not bad. Not bad at all. And I never thought that I would get into the charts. I don't know why. Because I thought it was like, because menswear isn't huge.
It's a niche subject.
Yeah, it's a very niche subject. So I just thought maybe it's not, we're not talking about the fashion.
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 Have you ever strayed away from fashion? Have you ever done an episode that's not about fashion in some way?
I don't see menswear as fashion.
Mm.
I know.
It's a controversial thing to say.
I know, it is, isn't it? But I never have done. I don't know why.
So what do you see it as?
I think fashion to me is women's wear.
Oh.
I don't know why, and I'm going to get loads of people coming back to me and saying, how dare you say that? But I don't. I see menswear as totally different. I mean, maybe I can't explain it. I really can't explain it, which is really stupid of me.
Is that just because you were never just It's not because you've got anything against women's wear. You're just not.
No. It's nothing to do with against it. I think if I was designing women's wear, it would be very much in like men's wear. Very much.
I remember we used to discuss about doing unisex and stuff. Would you ever consider that?
I think so. I think a lot of women's wear, I think it's easier to design women's wear once you've done men's wear. It's much easier.
Really?
Yeah, I think it is. But I think my women's wear would be very much like men's wear.
In the opposite, so if you say that way, would you say somebody designing men's wear who starts with women's wear, do you think that's a good way to get into men's wear?
I think you have to understand what men's wear is about more. Women's wear is...
But why is men's wear more interesting? Because from my point of view, somebody doesn't understand anything in the world, really. I would have thought women's wear would be... There'd be so much more variations and patterns and styles.
I think there's
stuff,
too many people doing women's wear. I think there's a lot of designers out there who are doing women's wear. I think menswear is more... I think the interest in menswear for me was through tailoring and not being able to do tailoring. But I think it all comes back from seeing dad's garments, dad's tailored suits and things like that. That's the interest that I had.
So when you were at the hoity-toity fashion menswear college of this
whatever
and that and the next thing, were there many women who did menswear?
There's quite a few of us, actually. There was about four of us in the menswear group. Mm. But then again, at the Royal Right, it was a smaller class compared to what it is now. I don't know how many people are in there in a class now.
So how many episodes did you say? 140?
43.
Three. How much average is that over a year?
I don't know. Why are you telling me all this now? It's like, what?
I'll get in touch with you. You're like, oh... Jai, I've got a podcast at 9 o'clock, and then I've got a podcast at 4 o'clock, and then I've got a podcast at 8 o'clock. And it's like, sometimes I think you're a podcast junkie. Who's just
I think
doing
so too. Do you remember in the beginning when I was doing about 8 a day?
Yeah. Has it become, like, can you remember
I think
life?
I've been better how to control it now.
But can you remember life before podcasts? Like, your life is now BP and, you know, after podcast. So can you remember your life before it? How did you fill your days in the empty days? You just
I think
hang around thinking how empty your life was.
And... No, it wasn't empty. But I think it was something that I wanted to do. Do you remember I used to talk about it a lot? Mm. I used to say, I really want to do a podcast, but I don't know what it's about. And I used to think about it more and more. And I wish I'd started it earlier.
Mm.
I really do.
It's strange that you didn't start it really. I mean, if the pandemic hadn't happened...
I don't think I would have done it.
So were you thinking about it at the beginning of the pandemic? Like, because it was March 2020, the pandemic.
When did we start thinking about it? Wasn't it in...
So maybe it would have been towards the end of 2020.
Yeah, that's when we were thinking about it.
Or January-ish.
Yeah. And you were like, oh, it's arms. If you want to do it, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So I didn't know you were thinking about, oh, it's only going to last 6 weeks.
Thanks. I put bets on with all my friends.
Yeah, thank you.
Lost quite a lot of money, to be honest.
Great.
Are you going to continue on this intensity? Do you reckon in 3 years' time you will have done 286 episodes?
Oh, God, I don't know. I hope so. I hope, you know, it's nice to see a podcast, because the majority of the menswear podcasts are by men.
Yes, yeah? There are a few.
And I feel like...
do you think people understand, you know, the title, Menswear by a Woman? I mean... What does that mean to you, Samila? Because to me, it's like, from your perspective as a woman, you're talking about menswear.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you? Because you talk to a lot of men. So some people might think if this was like a... It's not a feminist podcast, is it?
No,
right.
So
you're not like... You don't deliberately speak to women only, and
no,
it's not about excluding anyone.
I think it's more about me being in menswear.
And giving your perspective on what it's been like.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. Because of all the negative vibes that I had before, I think now I feel like, you know, the truth is, right, no matter what happens, no matter what people say, and no matter how people make you feel, if you love something so much and if you're passionate about something so much, they will never take it away from you. nothing will be taken away.
Which is like the quote that he posted from your dad.
Yeah, and it's something that dad always used to say, you know, it's in our blood, no one can take men's away from
And you
from
feel
that.
Like people have tried to take it away from you?
I think they have. They tried very hard. At the back of your mind, it's like, you know, there's so many stupid people. Now I call them, you know, the dickheads. I know I shouldn't have said that, but they are. They were. Oh, yeah, they're probably banned.
Your
podcast.
Mom just gave you an evil side eye out there.
God. Sorry, Mum. I shouldn't have been saying these kind of words. But it's true, though. It's been, it has been very, very difficult. And you know that. And my very good friend Ocean knows that.
Sorry?
Exactly.
You have other friends?
But at the same time, I think you have to turn it around and make it very positive.
Which, and that's what you said you're doing with the podcast. It's taking, yeah. I mean, not to say that your whole experience before was negative.
No, I've come across really nice people working in certain companies.
But do you feel that, like, mentored by a woman, and you've spoken to a lot of men, do you feel like it's harder to get your, like, do you think a lot of people when they speak to you have acknowledged your level of understanding of menswear and your capabilities?
I
do you think people
know.
Sometimes
I
think
just,
you're just a podcaster who likes fashion and
they don't realize and it's really weird how you say that, because there was someone who was going to do this interview instead of you, actually. My name
got rid of them.
Well, they went
it
all
would have
quiet
been such a flop if it had been them. With me here, it'll be a superstar, massive hit, number one in the charts.
But it didn't feel right when they actually asked me at the very beginning. I just thought, okay, that's all right. Mm. But then I thought, well, if there's anyone who's got to do it, it's got to be Charles.
The OG.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this the third time we've done a little? We did one earlier.
No, we did one earlier, but this is the second time.
Only the second
time? Because you keep disappearing.
Well, you know, my time is precious. So you're lucky I'm here, actually.
Yeah, I know.
It's
I know,
a bit of
very.
A miracle that I'm not going to say where I've had to come, but.
No, and I'm not going to say where
you
have
it's
arrived.
Hard for me to travel to certain parts of London.
Yeah, all right, okay, let's calm this down now.
It's difficult to be in this area.
But I think when they wanted me to do this, and they were saying, well, nobody knows what you really do in menswear, how you do things in menswear. And I'm thinking to myself, well, when you're talking to the guests, it's all about the guest, isn't it? On the podcast.
And is that the thing? Do you think that, like, are you the, you're not the star of the show?
No, I never want to be the star of the show.
But what if you become the star of the
show?
No,
I don't.
Because you have done a couple of interviews with other podcasters, haven't you, where you were the centre of attention. How do you feel about that?
Only one, though.
Was that with?
But I don't feel like after 3 years that, you know.
And how long ago was that?
That was at the very beginning. Very beginning.
The olden days.
The olden days. It's only 3 years. It's only been 3 years this week.
March.
Yeah.
Well, where would you like to be in 3 years?
Oh, don't start all this because it's just like...
Because we'll be older.
Wiser.
Like, yeah. Will we be wiser?
You'll be wiser. I don't know. I hope that this podcast...
Is there anything that you want to achieve? I know there's a couple of people you'd love to interview.
Yeah,
there's
I would.
There's one in particular.
There's two, there's three, maybe four, but I would love to interview Margaret Howe, really love to interview her, and I have tried my very best to try and get Sir Paul Smith.
Oh, Paul.
Yeah, I've tried very hard, but it seems quite a task. Probably have a conversation, I mean, I don't know, I've had conversation with a lot of people.
So.
I think he's done one or two. But I have spoken to people who know him, who everybody tells me they know him. But when you ask them to do a certain thing, they're all just like, go quiet.
So now time to mention, without like obviously saying favourites, because we don't want to make anyone feel
bad. Exactly.
What are some of your kind of standout moments from the podcast? Are there some moments where you think that was incredible? I'm so glad
I got
to do that.
I think the latest episode with Shashant from Country Made In, that was, that threw me a bit when he mentioned that he opened up his own brand and he'd had his one worker there and he was calling his brother and he was talking to him, leaving messages and all that stuff, and he was talking to someone else. at 10 o'clock he started his own brand, you know, the own studio that he hired, that his brother was very much in for. And by 12:30, his brother died in a plane crash, in a helicopter crash. So that kind of, I wasn't expecting that. That really did, you know.
Yeah, have you had those experiences much?
That was really, when, that threw me a bit, quite a bit, like, actually.
You've had emotional moments in the podcast.
That was the most emotional part I had.
Like, it's always good, isn't it?
It reminded me of when, sorry, I've got to get a tissue.
Oh, don't cry, Sams. I know it's hard.
I'm not crying.
Just take a moment over there to compose yourself.
I'm not crying.
Yeah, yeah, just calm yourself down, Sams.
But it kind of, I think it just reminded me of losing Dad.
Mm.
How it threw me and how I never wanted to see any sight of menswear ever in my entire life. Do you remember? Yes.
That was a long time ago now.
Yeah, that was. But that kind of threw me. But there was others that I've had. I mean, the funny one was with Dick Carroll, I think. That was hilarious.
I can never remember his name, but it was a Scottish guy and you couldn't pronounce his surname.
Oh, my God. And he couldn't pronounce my first name. That was so funny. We did so well, me and him.
I remember that.
With that podcast, episode. That was brilliant. But the other one, there was quite a lot. There's quite a few that I really like. JoJo's one was fantastic. Rag Parade. He opened up his shop and he was having an interview with me. And we could hear the customers coming in. That was brilliant. That was really, really... And he kept on stopping. He said, oh, I've got to serve this customer. So he just kept on stopping. But he was fantastic. He had this shop open and we did podcasts for about 3 hours.
Do you enjoy podcasts on location when you go? Because you did one today, didn't you?
Yesterday. Yeah, it was good. It was... yeah, I do, but sometimes I do wish it would be, I wish they would have some more time, like, you know.
It's a bit full on.
Yeah.
And also the logistics of equipment. How are you getting on technologically?
Better.
Because you now have your lovely, cute little blue, what's it called? Blue ball, snowball, whatever it's called, microphone.
Yeah, I know. Do you remember? We wasn't even going to get it.
It looks like a little robot.
It does, doesn't it? It looks very cute.
And you're doing it on your phone. And
call it Blob.
And remember, I taught you everything I know.
Well, and you I did kind on my of. Knowledge to you. You did kind of.
And now you basically do it all by yourself.
I know. Which you're what? Proud?
Relieved. Very relieved.
Thanks. That's what friends are for, aren't they?
No, we can't sing because of copyright, can we? I was just going to do a little round of that's what friends are for.
Well, let's not even go there.
But Psalms.
Yeah.
One little question you've considered a few times.
What?
Is sort of like for some special episodes, going back to the beginning and re-interviewing some people that you've spoken to in the very early episodes.
Yeah.
Does that interest you?
Do
you
think yes, it does, actually. I do want to do that.
Just to see where people have gone and what's
happened. Yeah, because, you know, this trade isn't a very easy trade, as everybody knows. It's a very hard trade, and some of the people that I interviewed at the very early seasons... they're not either doing the brand or they're not doing their business or they found other things, which is fine because everybody knows how, I mean, I think every trade is very difficult. This one particular one is, it's full on and everyone should know that.
And it would be interesting to sort of have a catch up and see where things have gone and what's happened and stuff. So maybe that in the near sort of future, some point.
Yeah.
Episode 262, maybe. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows how far it's going
to
go?
I mean, what do you want to say, Sams? This is 3 years.
I actually want to say
thank you. Is there anything you want to get off your head to your vast listener base?
Yeah,
and
well,
your hundreds of fans around the world.
Well, I'd like to say thank you to everyone. Well, I would like your thank you. I would like to say thank you to everyone for listening and supporting it. It's incredible how everyone has been. I'm quite speechless actually because I didn't think it would make such an impact in menswear. And it's nice when you interview people or when you have guests coming on, they actually know what the podcast is about and they say, oh, I've heard of it, which is really amazing. And I've had that a few times now when I've said I'm Samila from Menswear by Woman podcast and they said, oh yes, I've heard of it.
Is that what you're changing your name to?
Yeah.
By Deadpool?
Yeah, Samila, Menswear by Woman podcast. Yeah.
I've always said you should walk around with a name badge on. So if you're out in the wild, somebody might see it.
Yeah, exactly.
So 3 years, are you happy?
Yes, I am. But there's a lot more to do, as always.
What's, like, the next thing? Have you got any plans? Have you got something you're hoping to achieve?
Well, I think we've all got something to achieve, don't we? But
are you ever going to relent and do a video?
I don't know, you know, that's the next thing,
isn't
it?
Because I've always pushed you to do video podcasts.
Because, yeah, that's the next thing that we're... Oh, who knows, who knows? We're going to keep this all secret a little bit and okay. It's all going to come. So how do you feel about it, though?
It's just, you know, it's just you now, isn't it? You're just Samila Menswear by Woman. That's who you are. I've lost my old friend to the podcast. I don't know you anymore, actually.
No, you do. No. But you're the one who keeps telling me I'm in the charts. And, oh, my God, you're doing this.
I know. It's nice to see. It's like a little bit of, like a pat on the back, isn't it? Like, to realise that you are actually... And, you know, you see in your analytics...
Yeah, I
you're,
do.
You're doing well and you've got lots of subscribers and stuff. So keep it up, Sams. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Charles.
Just keep on fighting, keep on trying.
Thank you, Charles.
And all these fascinating people you're interviewing. The list is just endless. That's the funny thing.
I know.
Where are they all coming from? How many people are there out there? How have you not run out of people to interview
I
yet?
Know, it's I know, you keep Charles kept on saying this, right? Even like 2 years ago. Oh my God, I'm really petrified you're gonna run out of people. And I kept on saying to him, I'm not gonna run out of people. And he kept on going on and on about this. And I'm glad I've got to a stage where he realises, oh my gosh, he's not running out of people.
I thought you were going too fast. I was like, okay, you're going to squeeze this all out. You've got no one left to interview and then the podcast will have to change direction.
But it hasn't, has it?
No. It's still going.
And
then when you finally interview the last person, you go back to the beginning, start from the beginning again. And do part twos with everyone.
Oh, is that what you think?
Yes, that's what I think is the future of Menswear by Woman.
Really?
Menswear by Woman, the reprise, round two.
Not again. But yeah, it's been one of the best part of my career, I think.
Right then, wrap it up then, Sams.
So that's it. We'd just like to say thank you to everyone for the support. It's been absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I'm absolutely grateful to you all for supporting it and listening to it.
So here's to another 143 episodes.
Well, no, more than that. Ooh, you know, more than that. Try. So let's finish it off properly.
Well then, Sams, that's it. What are you calling this episode?
The anniversary.
Is it not going to be called like...
Are you going to come out with something?
Like, oh, what did we call your scrambled egg?
Oh!
Samila's scramble.
Scrambles.
Samila's scrambles. Samila's Scrambles Through Menswear.
That's it. That's the title. That's it.
Has been decided. Well, it was a lovely, lovely, lovely thing to interview you for the 3 years. I'll catch you up in another 3 years for the 6-year anniversary.
I hope so,
and I'll
Charles.
Be even younger and you'll be even older.
Oh, thanks. And though it looks the opposite.
Mm. Ciao, yes. Darlings.
Next Tuesday, the next episode.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Not you. But I will see everyone else. Thank you, everyone.